Okay, so fully vaccinated people who get a breakthrough infection can transmit the virus. And this is coming from CNN. CNN's Wolf Blitzer had a one-on-one interview with CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. Now, I reported on this back in March. There was an article from CNBC, and that article stated that current vaccines would be rendered ineffective in a year or less. If you've been listening to me over the past couple of months, you would have heard me constantly repeat this because this flew under the radar for some reason. Well, we know what the reason is. This flew under the radar that, according to the CNBC article, several experts from around the world came to the conclusion that current vaccines would be rendered ineffective in a year or less. And people were calling me crazy, conspiracy theorists. But this was coming from top experts in this science. People say follow the science, follow the science. So here we go again. Here we are now in late August, going into September. Keep in mind, this article was written NBC News, CNBC, in March. And I reported on it. All I did was read the article. And I got called all kinds of names, crazy conspiracy theorists. Some people suggested you were trying to kill people by telling people not to get vaccinated. What I was saying was that the damn vaccine is unproven. Well, here we are in August. And I'm going to read this to you. This is from CNN. This is not from Fox News. This is not from some crazy QAnon conspiracy website. This isn't from Donald Trump. This is CNN. A lot of you people, for some reason, still trust CNN. So this is the reason why I like to go to places like CNN to show you the hypocrisy. They're telling you one thing, and at the same time, the facts show something else. Every once in a blue moon, they'll tell the truth. Listen to what CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says. Fully vaccinated people who get a breakthrough infection can transmit the virus. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said in an interview with CNN's Wolf Blitzer, that's why the CDC changed its guidelines last week and is now recommending that even vaccinated people wear masks indoors. Again, this is what Walensky says, Rochelle Walensky. Says CDC provided data last week that showed how fully vaccinated people who get a breakthrough infection can carry essentially the same amount of virus as an unvaccinated person. I want to stress this. Listen again. This was published on August the 4th. Excuse me. August the 5th. Slip of the tongue. This was published August the 5th on CNN. Matter of fact, it's still up on their Facebook page. August the 5th, CNN, CDC Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Not QAnon. Not Donald Trump. Not Fox News. Not Tucker Carlson. Not Alex Jones. Not even Victor Morrow. It's not me. I didn't make this up. I didn't come up with this. This isn't a conspiracy theory article. This is CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. CDC provided data last week that showed how fully vaccinated people who get a breakthrough infection can carry essentially the same amount of virus as an unvaccinated person, allowing them to transmit the virus just like an unvaccinated person can. That came from the director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Do you understand what that means? They are telling you that the damn vaccine does not work. They're telling you without telling you. Use common sense. That's like me selling you a used car and saying you can drive it, but you won't reach your destination. Duh. Translation, the car doesn't work. At this point, we need to just admit that we have all been lied to. They are still pushing vaccine mandates, pushing them harder. The FDA just approved the Pfizer vaccine for whatever reason. In Israel, I believe 70 to 75% in Israel, because they had vaccine mandates already in place, 70 to 75% of their population are already vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine. And guess what? They are seeing breakthrough cases, virus transmission all over the place. In Massachusetts, there was an outbreak of COVID. And it was amongst about 75 people, I believe. And I believe 70 of the 75 people were already vaccinated. 70 of the 75 people were already vaccinated. And this is floating right under the radar. See, it's in the news, but it's not in the news at the same time. What's happening, local news will cover, but the mainstream news will not. You won't hear this on CNN. You won't hear this on MSNBC. You won't hear this on ABC News, NBC News, CBS News. You'll hear it on local NBC News, local ABC News, like I'm sure local, that whatever local station that was in Massachusetts, they reported on it. But CNN probably didn't. I guarantee you they didn't. They did, I'd be shocked. MSNBC probably damn sure didn't. So, if this is true, unless you want to say the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, is spreading misinformation, if this is true, and I'm going to read it one more time to stress it, CDC provided data last week that showed how fully vaccinated people who get a breakthrough infection can carry essentially the same amount of virus as an unvaccinated person, allowing them to transmit the virus just like an unvaccinated person can. If this is true, then you have to ask yourself, why are they mandating vaccines in order for you to go to work? Is it to really stop the spread? No. Because according to the CDC, they provided data that showed how fully vaccinated people who get a breakthrough infection can carry essentially the same amount of virus as an unvaccinated person, allowing them to transmit the virus just like an unvaccinated person can. So what is the point of the vaccine mandates? Why are they making vaccination? Why are they making these vaccines mandatory for employment? Why? I think we know the answer. I think we know the answer. I think we all know the answer. By now, you should know the answer. You're listening to the Morrow Report via MorrowReport.com, Morrow1290.com, Free Press ATW, and you can catch the Morrow Report on every major podcasting platform. All right, I got a lot of catching up to do. So I don't know what the poll numbers are sitting at the moment, but this was published on August the 18th. This is the Seattle Times. Biden's approval rating falls below 50% for the first time in his presidency. That's what the polling shows. This is from the Seattle Times. I've got to make sure that I tell you who my sources are. So I don't know where the poll numbers are sitting at now. They're probably below 50%. Probably well under 50%, because this article is saying that his approval rating falls below 50% for the first time. I said 50 cent. Anyway, maybe he should be the president at this point. I can feel a rant coming. I'm trying to not rant so much. But let me tell you what's going on here. Let me keep it 100. Joe Biden was put in office by the deep state. He was put in office by the powers that be Because he is a stumbling, bumbling fool. And they know that these vaccine mandates are unpopular, even amongst people that are vaccinated. Okay? That's the dirty truth. That's the dirty little secret. This is what they're not telling you. Yes, you do have people that feel like everyone should be vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, you should be forced to be vaccinated. There are people that are like that. But there are some people that are reasonable. There are some people that said, hey, I got the vaccine, but I'm not going to force other people to get it. You know, because if I took the vaccine, I wouldn't say, hey, you better get it. If I decided to take the vaccine, I'm not going to, you know, wave my finger at people. You have to take it too. If I get the damn vaccine and I'm worried about people that didn't get it, then what the hell good was the vaccine in the first place? You get my point? So what I'm saying is Biden was put in place by the deep state to push these draconian measures. Because all they can, listen, if he does something stupid, they can push these measures through him and they can just say, well, you know, Biden, you know, he's old, he's senile, he doesn't know what's going on. If Trump was in the White House and he did half of the stuff that Biden is doing, we would have a civil war. Because first of all, Trump supporters don't play that. And if they found out that Trump betrayed them, which if you listen to the Invalid Truth podcast this week, I speak on this about Trump's betrayal of his supporters. That's my conspiracy podcast now. Okay, that's a announcement, okay? My conspiracy podcast now is The Invalid Truth. So if you want the old Mauro with all the conspiracies, go to The Invalid Truth. It's now available on Spreaker. It was only on Anchor, Spotify, because, you know, Anchor sends your podcast to Spotify automatically because it's owned by Spotify now. But now it's also available on Spreaker. And it's also at Mauro1290.com. So my thoughts on this is Biden was put in office to push these draconian measures, vaccine mandates, open up the border, let all of these so-called illegals in, which I don't have a problem with people coming into the country. What I don't like is the hypocrisy of you're telling us that we should be locked down and forcing us to vaccinate. But yet you have people that are literally just crossing the border. And they're not being forced to be vaccinated. There's a lot of hypocrisy here. But I don't want to rant about that. So anyway. What I'm saying is Biden was a transitional president. Biden was put in place so that they could push these measures through him. And people would be less angry because they look at Biden like he's an old fool. He doesn't know what he's doing. And they'll just say, oh, well, Biden doesn't know what he's doing. See, this couldn't work with Trump. First of all, his base does not play that. Trump's base is what you call awakened. They know what the hell is going on. The problem with Trump's base or Trump supporters, this is the problem with Trump supporters. Trump supporters rely on Trump too much instead of taking action and dealing with their local politicians and dealing with things at the local level. They sit back and wait for Trump. That's the problem. They know what's going on. They know what's really going on in this country. They're not stupid. Their only flaw or their main flaw is they rely on Trump instead of taking action into their own hand. But anyway, Biden is going to be replaced by Kamala. I called this several months ago. Most people with a brain could see this coming. Mainstream media has already flipped on Biden. And Biden has become the fall guy for the deep state. He has become the fall guy for the powers that be. You know, like I said before, you know, they can just say, oh, Biden's incompetent. Biden doesn't know what he's doing. And that's going to be their way to push these draconian measures and keep their draconian measures in place. So this is what I think is going to happen in the very near future. I think that probably at the turn of the year, I think that by December, Biden is going to step down going into 2022. I believe Biden is going to step down. But what he's going to do before that, he's probably, well, I'm not going to go in. I'll talk about that later. I was about to say something. Let me not. But I do believe that Kamala will be a president in 2022. And Kamala doesn't know her ass from a hole in the wall. Let me tell you. You think it's going to be good under Kamala? She couldn't even crack. What was she getting, like 3% when she was running for president? She's not even popular amongst African Americans. So, anyway, they're building the narrative that Biden lost his base or his supporters, a lot of his supporters, because of the Afghanistan situation. And let me say this. This only happens when mainstream media wants it to happen. Mainstream media can make a president look any way that they want to make them look. We saw this with Trump during the Charlottesville protests or the situation in Charlottesville, when you had these white nationalists out there protesting. Donald Trump denounced white nationalism 3 times when he addressed that situation. 3 times he addressed it. He said it over and over again. I denounce white supremacy. They have nothing to do with America. They don't belong here. White supremacy has nothing to do with Americana. Mainstream media took that one piece when he said there's very fine people on both sides, and they ran that over and over again and made it seem like he was talking about the white nationalists when he wasn't. And you know, people to this very day still believe that Trump was talking about white supremacists. To this very day, they still believe that. You can't tell them nothing different. Meanwhile, you have Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe Poopy Pants Biden, who has been a well-known racist bigot his whole life. Even Kamala said that he was a racist bigot, or she pointed it out during the 2020 Democratic debates. Even she pointed it out. They made him look like he was a cupcake. Like he's a sweet old man. He's Uncle Joe. The man used to use the N-word like it was nothing. He called black people roaches back in the day. This is true, man. I'm not making this up. Judge Joe Brown called Joe Biden out. Don't believe me. Go look it up on YouTube. Judge Joe Brown was talking to Kwame Brown. And he was going in on Joe Biden and his racism and his connections to the Ku Klux Klan. But that's the media for you. The media can make the person that's racist seem like he's sweet and innocent. And they'll take the person who has no racist history, no racist past, and make him look like he's the racist and the bigot. That's mainstream media. That's what they do. Fake news. I'm telling you. It's fake news. And then when I come and report and tell you the truth, you go, oh my goodness, man, what are you talking about? The conspiracy theorists. Conspiracy theorists what? So anyway, look for Biden's ass to be removed by the end of the year, if not sooner. I would be surprised if he's not removed by January 2022. And they're setting this up right now. And it's obvious that they have a plan already. I believe Kamala will come in, and there's rumors circulating that, I don't know how true this is, so take this with a grain of salt. I have no major sources on this, but this is the rumor coming from the background. You know, little birdie is saying that maybe Pete Buttigieg could be the vice president under Kamala. Again, a grain of salt. Take that with a grain of salt. I don't know. There were people saying that it would be Nancy Pelosi. Oh, my goodness. No. But Nancy Pelosi, from what I'm hearing, she's supposedly retiring. So I don't know about that one. But either way, Democrats are looking real stupid and real shaky. And there, matter of fact, Joe Scarborough from MSNBC, Morning Joe, the Morning Joe show, he's admitting that it looks like the Democrats are going to lose in the midterms come 2022. They're in a lot of trouble. They are in big, big trouble. Everything that Trump told you was going to happen is happening. Inflation, the border crisis, people just flooding the border, Afghanistan, censorship in social media, mandatory vaccinations. It's all happening. So what's happened is his credibility, Trump's credibility has gone up. Mainstream media's credibility in the Democratic Party has gone way down. Way down. CNN has lost 70% of their viewership since Trump left the White House. 70%. Do you hear me? Not 7%. I'm talking 70 with a zero behind. 7 with a zero. 70%. We all know CNN is one of the main liberal stations, if not the main liberal or Democratic station, CNN and MSNBC. They tried to get Rachel Maddow from MSNBC over to CNN. There was an article said that they failed to do that. But that's how bad it's gotten over there at CNN. Donald Trump destroyed them. Showed how fake they were. Yeah, man. This is going to get really, really, really interesting. And Democrats have dug themselves into a hole that they will not be able to get out of unless they steal. They'll have to steal every election from here on out. It's going to take years upon years or complete failure by the Republicans. Republicans will have to really screw the pooch in order to lose the midterms. Or even the presidency in 2024. They would have to be, if they do the smart thing and run with Governor DeSantis down in Florida, if they were to be smart, I'm talking about the Republicans, if they were smart and ran Governor DeSantis as the presidential candidate, he would walk right into the White House, especially going up against somebody like Kamala. No, Democrats are doomed. And they're even admitting it. They're saying the quiet part out loud. You're listening to the Morrow Report via MorrowReport.com, Morrow1290.com, Free Press ATW, and you can catch the Morrow Report on every major podcasting platform. Okay, so how many of you are aware that the Taliban has a Twitter account? Be honest. How many of you are aware that the Taliban has a Twitter account? Okay, get this. Trump got banned from Twitter. And several, well, mainly right-wing people that are on the right wing, people that wanted to voice their opinion about the election, whether there was election fraud, individuals, not just, and the reason why I use the word people instead of politicians or political talking heads is because it's not just, you know, the higher ups. It's also individual people have been banned. People talking about election fraud, people talking about the origins of the coronavirus, people talking about vaccine mandates. These people have been censored and removed from Twitter. So in America, you do not have the right to, at least not on Twitter, you know, because Twitter is ran by a damn communist a-hole. And we know that you can say, well, Twitter is, you know, it is not, you don't have the right to be on Twitter. You know, it's a privately owned entity or whatever. However, we know that Twitter, like Facebook, like many others, like Instagram, is a news source. It's one of the major ways people communicate, especially to a massive amount of people, individuals. You get your message out really quick on Twitter. Okay, so if you want to stop someone's message from being heard, you censor them, you block them. Okay, so I'm saying all of that to say this. You cannot question election, the 2020 election. You cannot question the origins of the coronavirus. You cannot question the vaccines or the vaccine mandates. However, the Taliban is allowed to have a Twitter account. Now, if that doesn't tell you that there's something wrong in this country, that this country has been hijacked by a group of terrorists, and you know who they are, you can lie to yourself all you want to. There's got to be something wrong with you. This is coming from ABC News, WJLA.com, ABC News. Taliban allowed on Twitter as social media debates role in Afghanistan crisis. This is published on August the 17th. says the Taliban's swift takeover of Afghanistan has put social media companies in a difficult position. Oh, really? Social media is in a difficult position now. You wasn't in a difficult position when you banned Trump. Trump never told anybody to storm the Capitol. He said, come protest. And again, I'm not, you know, Trump is a red herring, but he told him to come protest. You had no problem with banning everyone that spoke up about what really happened at the Capitol, and no problems with banning them. Oh, but when it comes to the Taliban, oh, we're in a difficult position. We don't know what to do. Says, as the Taliban consolidate control over the, over more territory, they are leveraging social media to establish legitimacy to submit their military gains. Well, isn't that about a bitch? Go figure, the Taliban is using Twitter to leverage legitimacy to submit their military gains. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Leading social media platforms don't have a uniform approach to deal with the accounts or content the militants have created. Some have vowed to crack down, while others permit Taliban leaders to post freely within platform rules. Well, isn't that about a bitch? Facebook has been among the most proactive in enforcing a long-standing ban on Taliban accounts. At least Facebook is trying to fake it and pretend like they are being fair. We know they're not. So I'm not going to even get into the stupid-ass Facebook stuff. I want to get into this Twitter. And WhatsApp is another one. It says here, the ban is based on U.S. sanctions against the Taliban and applies to all the company's services, including Instagram and WhatsApp, the company noted. It says the statement came after reports that the Taliban was using WhatsApp to message Kabul residents during this takeover of the city. Facebook indicated that it would take action to remove those accounts as well. The Taliban have long used encrypted messaging services like WhatsApp and Telegram, which prompted the Afghan government to threatened to block those services in the country several years ago. But as you can see, they are still on Twitter. Let's see here. It says Google did not respond to a request for comment about banning Taliban accounts or content on YouTube. The company told other outlets that it relies on the State Department's list of foreign terrorist organizations to inform its enforcement against violent criminal groups. The Taliban is not on that list, but is under strict U.S. sanctions. Twitter said it is keeping an eye on the rapidly evolving situation in Afghanistan and ensuring people can use the platform to seek help. At the same time, the company has done little to block leading Taliban officials from using the platform. Oh, let's talk about this. Oh, someone actually posted something that's interesting here on ABC 7 News. Says here, it has struck some as contradictory that the platform removed American politicians, including former President Donald Trump. Well, damn it. Didn't I just say that? The platform removed American politicians, including former President Donald Trump, yet continues to allow Taliban leaders to use the network. Trump was banned from Twitter, YouTube, and all Facebook services for inciting violence around the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Other politicians have been suspended for spreading misinformation. So they get to determine what's misinformation and what's not. Right. Just like when we told you that the origins of the coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, came from the Wuhan lab. And that was misinformation. And then it came out after Josh Rogan of the Washington Post, became a whistleblower and basically exposed how Fauci and Dr. Peter Daszak were fully responsible for this gain of function research, which created the damn virus. But we're not going to go into that right now. But, it's just interesting. Donald Trump, who never told anyone to storm the Capitol, he said, come protest. Let your voice be heard. Oh, and it also came out that the FBI was involved in the attack or the insurrection at the Capitol. Oh, yeah, that there's proof in that. That is admitted. The FBI was involved in that. So you don't even know who's who. Who really stormed the Capitol? It was really FBI agents. Now, the question is whether or not Trump was in on that. That's the real question. There's no question of whether FBI agents, because that has been confirmed. There's no question whether or not FBI agents were involved, because they were. The question is, or should I say FBI agents or FBI informants or people working with the FBI, whether directly or indirectly, for whatever reason, there's no doubt about that. That has been confirmed. What the real question is whether or not Trump was in on that. Because I have my reasons to question Trump. Nevertheless, the fact that Trump was banned by Twitter when he never told anybody to storm the Capitol. He never told anybody to break into the Capitol. This lie that they keep telling you on mainstream media that Trump is fully responsible. Trump never told anybody to do that. He told them to protest. Come, let your voice be heard. That's what Trump does. He does rallies all the time. That's nothing for Trump. Trump holds rallies. He's still holding rallies. He's not even in the White House anymore. He's still holding. That's what Trump does. Trump loves rallies. He loves to stroke his ego. He loves for people to get riled up and stroke his ego. That's Trump. He didn't tell people break into the Capitol, hurt people. That's not what he did. But they banned him anyway. However, the Taliban is allowed to be on Twitter. They have an official Taliban account. And they are able to get their message across. And the truth is, the God's honest truth is that the liberals, the so-called Democrats, are nothing but a bunch of communists, socialists and communists, Marxists, that have taken over all forms of media. Mainstream media and even alternative media, social media, they have completely taken it over. And they are using these platforms to weaponize and at the same time attack their opponents. That's all this is. So the misinformation that you're getting and the lies that you're getting about everything, including the vaccines, vaccine mandates, everything, it's coming from the left. So when people say, well, why do you criticize the left and don't criticize the right? Because the right is not in power. I don't give a damn about no Republicans. I'm an independent. I don't care about the Democrats. I don't care about the Republicans. I'm an independent. I don't care about Trump. I'm an independent. But I call right, right. Wrong is wrong. If Trump does something right, I'm going to say he did something right. If he does something wrong, I'm going to call him on it. Sometimes what happens, they said Trump did something. The mainstream media will say that Trump did something. And I'll look into it and see that he didn't do what they said he did. So then I get criticized because people don't understand that the media is lying to you. One thing that Trump said that was true, and if nothing else, I have to agree with him on this, is the mainstream media is nothing but fake news. It's fake news. Fake news. Do you hear me? Fake. It's all BS. And so is Twitter. Because if they were really concerned, the people that run Twitter, if they were so concerned about insurrections and violence and making sure that they keep their platform clean, then why the hell is the Taliban still on there? Not even, let's say that they suspend the Taliban's account, which they may have to. Okay, they may have to soon because I'm pretty sure people are going to be pissed off and up in arms. And they're going to get a lot of negative feedback. But let's say they suspend them. The question is, why in the hell would they allow the Taliban to have a Twitter account in the first damn place? And why is it taking them so long to suspend them? You have no problem suspending anyone. Let me stop. All right. I went on a rant. I went way too long on this. Way longer than I intended. But just know that this is hypocrisy to the highest levels. You are listening to the Morrow Report via MorrowReport.com, Morrow1290.com, Free Press ATW. And you can catch the Morrow Report on every major podcasting platform.